Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Hope you all had a great weekend. Now I'm going to tell you how terrible things are. Now I'm going to tell you how awful things are and ruin your entire day. No, I mean, look, you got to tell the truth. I'm the only guy who tells you like it is on the radio every single day. And, you know, I've just got this feeling, this premonition in my gut. And you know what my gut has been for 8 years on radio and TV. And before that's with my own shows. But before that, it was, I don't know, 15 years as maybe the number one guest on conservative talk radio and TV. Thousands and thousands of appearances. And so I've been on TV for 20-plus years talking politics. And my record is second to none. There is nobody who's ever made predictions as on the money as I have, and I'm just telling you, something terrible is coming. I feel it in my gut. I don't know whether it's going to be the most massive terrorist attack anyone has ever seen, or wave after wave of terrorist attack, or not one terrorist attack, not two terrorist attacks, not waves, but rather just the entire rest of the year our country will be under attack from within by 2 million enemies inside the United States. Minimum of 2 million. National Sheriff's Association says 2 million terrorists are in the United States. I don't even know if that includes all the military-age males from China. Or I don't know whether it's going to be an EMP attack from China. I don't know whether it's going to be an attack on our infrastructure from China. I don't know whether it's going to be another Pearl Harbor. I don't know if China's going to attempt to shoot ballistic missiles and aim them at every one of our military bases up and down the east and west coast, hit them all at the same time, and then have their millions of terrorists and military-age males strike us from inside the country, and it becomes Red Dawn. But whatever it is, something bad is on the way. I know it. Not to mention a pandemic, another one. Not to mention a civil war, because Democrats clearly want that. Not a day goes by without it appearing that they're trying to urge everyone in America to fight each other and kill each other. And not to mention the COVID vaccine deaths that appear to be accelerating. Everywhere in the media, they're dropping dead left and right. Headline after headline, and nobody ever puts it together and says, oh, it must have something to do with the COVID vaccine. I can't believe all these people are dying in their 40s and 50s and 60s like I've never seen before in my entire life. And it's got nothing to do with the COVID vaccine. Of course not. Why would it have to do with the COVID vaccine? At the same time, as the Freedom of Information Act filed in New Zealand forces the government to admit that 11,000 politicians got exemptions while they mandated the people get the COVID vaccine. 11,000 elitists and politicians got exemptions. They didn't have to take the vaccine. Why? What did they know about the vaccine that you don't know, that they didn't tell you? And do you actually believe it was only New Zealand, or was every country in the world? UK, Canada, Australia, America. You don't believe every country in the world that is Western civilization, Germany, Italy, Spain, France, the elite never got the vaccine. They never followed the mandates. Well, they told you, you've got to get the vaccine, or you lose your job, or you can't go to college, or you can't go to school, or you can't walk in a store, or you can't walk in a gym, or you can't walk in a restaurant.
and they had an exemption. Why? If the vaccine's so great, why did they have an exemption? So it just seems like a lot of bad things are on the way. And then in the middle of all that, a friend of mine in government says that they are, that literally in Washington, D.C., in his agency, and I'm not going to say what agency it is, but it deals with national emergencies, and they are petrified something massive is about to happen. And I said, terrorist attack? I've got to be a terrorist attack, right? And he said, no. No, war, World War III, war with China. They think China is going to attack the United States any day. I mean, any day could mean today, tomorrow, or it could mean 6 months from now. So I don't mean it has to be today. But they're on absolute alert right now that at any moment it could happen. Doesn't mean they know it's today, but in the next few months, they feel like at any time China will strike. And I agree, they're going to attack Taiwan, and they're going to ask their forces in the United States that have gotten into the open border to attack our infrastructure and our people from within and create massive terror. So I do believe something really horrible is coming, and our own government knows it. How do you like that? Our own government knows it. And they're scared to death. Because, of course, that'll be the end of Joe Biden. We all know. He let them in. What's happening is horrible. He let them in. And, of course, the absolute biggest story of the weekend is about the open border. About the migrant suspect, the illegal alien who crossed the border from Mexico to Texas, found his way to New York, probably on a free flight with a $5,000 Visa card, courtesy of the Biden administration, or all the money they gave to Catholic charities who gave to him the $5,000 Visa card, paid for by the taxpayers. He was arrested and released in New York City for endangering a minor. And then he winds up in Atlanta, Georgia, and kills a nursing student. You know, so many bad things happen at the same time, I can't even remember. Was it over the weekend? Or was it, must have been Friday. Because I think the SH, you know what, hit the fan. Like on Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, everybody was talking about it. He's an illegal alien arrested in New York City, let go in New York City due to the lax liberal laws and the Soros-funded DAs in New York City. He was let loose, found his way to Georgia, and murdered this poor, nice nursing girl, nursing student, female, never done anything wrong to anybody, and she's dead, hit over the head many times with some sort of blunt instrument, maybe a rock. Who knows what it is, what he hit her with? Who knows if he raped her? Who knows what he did to her before he murdered her? Can you imagine the last moments of terror of this poor girl's life? Lincoln Riley was the gal's name. Lincoln Riley was the young lady, nursing student in Georgia, killed by this piece of garbage. How old was she, Chris? 22 years old. You got it. Isn't Biden an accomplice to murder? Of course he is. Not just for her. How many have been murdered in the last year? How many are going to be murdered in the next year? How many illegal alien murderers and rapists are walking around this country now, courtesy of Joe Biden, the open border? And that's why he's panicking and he's going to the border today for the first time ever. Remember, the borders are, Kamala's never been to the border. And when they asked her about it, she said, well, I've never been to Europe either. What's that guy doing to me? I mean, it's the stupidest answer I've ever heard in my life. He is going to the border today, and so is Trump. Trump and Biden might run into each other at the border. And if so, Trump should kick him in the ass. Kick him right in the balls, kick him in the ass, and shove him onto the other side. Let the Mexican troops take him away and never see Biden again. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I know, it's just a dream, it's a fantasy. But boy, would it be wonderful. Just take Biden away. Drop him in a hole somewhere in some Mexican prison. Naked. Never see him again. Just a horrible person that's ruined our country. Joe Biden, I mean, like, all joking aside, now serious, Wayne. Joe Biden has destroyed America like nobody in history. Jimmy Carter couldn't do it. Obama couldn't do it in 8 years. What Biden's done, but of course, Obama's the real president now. And this was him, finally, with a little bit of cover. Obama was in the shadows, running the White House and running the country and running the presidency from his mansion down the street from the White House. With Joe Biden as the patsy, the puppet.
So it really is Obama. But in any case, Joe Biden is president. Theoretically, the Biden presidency has done more damage to this country than anyone in history, more than Woodrow Wilson, more than Lyndon Johnson, more than Obama, more than Jimmy Carter. It's just been a disaster, and they've let in the entire world, and it's all the Cloward-Piven system that I learned at Columbia University, and this was updated, as I keep saying, I've said this for years now, updated for the 21st century. Cloward-Piven said, get everyone in America on welfare and watch the system implode and the economy collapse, and then all the rich people will no longer be rich, and they'll beg the government to save them, and then the government will institute socialism to save everyone. And they'll accept anything at that point because, anything to save a little bit of their money. And that's what's happening, except they're not getting everyone in America on welfare. They're bringing in the whole world to take welfare and free school and free health care that we can't afford. I'm sorry, but we can't afford the kids in school that are American citizens, let alone 20 million people coming in that might each have five kids. What, are you going to put 100 million new kids in school? But there's no new teachers. And you got 20 million illegals, many of them criminals, but there's no new cops. And 20 million illegals to go into the healthcare system, but there's no new doctors. My God, we are effed. It is over. I don't care what Trump does. I love Trump. I'm dying for Trump to get elected. I'll do anything to help Trump get elected. But on day one, he must support 30 million people on day one. Because Biden's let in 20 million. That's the real number, 20 million. And that was before this year. He's going to let in at least another 10 million this year. That's 30 million low-life losers illegally in our country who want welfare from cradle to grave to bankrupt the country, most of them criminals, many of them terrorists. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza dream sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you
you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Sponsor of this segment is War Beef, and boy, that's perfect timing, because I just told you about all the potential disasters headed our way, from terror attack to World War III to pandemic to civil war to revolution to anarchy to massive terrorism to an attack by China equivalent to World War III. World War III meets World 9/11, World Trade Center. That's how many bad things are on the way, and they could all happen at once. Could be one of them, could be all of them. So I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles, like all the other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. So if we're going to go down, make sure you have survival food and make sure you go out in style and eat survival food made out of the finest Texas premium beef. All right, a little bit of good news to start the day. First of all, the biggest donor to Nikki Haley, the Koch brothers, dropped out and said, no more money, baby. No more money, Nikki, baby. So Nikki is, she's gone from a high class, I'm not even going to say it. She's on the corner now, let's put it that way. Begging for $10. Nikki's over. Nikki's done. Bye, Nikki. Listen, the reason I'm mad at Nikki is she's no Republican. She is a traitor.
She didn't run against Trump the way that, say, Vivek Ramaswamy ran against Trump, saying, what a great president, what a great guy, what they're doing to him is criminal, we all have to stand behind him. But it's time for someone a little calmer, with nicer tweets, who understands the younger generation. That was a fair argument. I disagreed. It was silly, because if you're for Trump, then Trump's the candidate. But it was still at least nice to Trump, respectful of Trump, fair to Trump, whereas Nikki Haley, what's her argument? Oh, Trump was a bad president. Trump's a bad man. Trump can't get elected even though he's ahead in every poll by a landslide. I mean, she's just rude, just vicious. She lost her top donor. Good. Bye-bye. And the other good news this morning, I'm just filled with good news, aren't I? The RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, or some call her Rana. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. I always say Rona, but it's Rana McDaniel, I believe. Announces officially her resignation. She announced she would resign next month as chairwoman of the RNC, I believe, right after the March 5th Super Tuesday. She will resign. So that is the end of Rana McDaniel. She was expected to make the move, but now it's official. She would be, in my opinion, the worst leader in our party's history. Since taking over after Trump's victory, Republicans have experienced nothing but misery, losing 8 gubernatorial races, 3 Senate seats, 19 House seats, and, of course, the presidential race in 2020. And, of course, in the midterms, they did lousy in the Senate, and they really did lousy in the House, even though they won the House back. It was just by a few seats, and it was supposed to be like a 60-seat victory. And you got to blame someone. I believe she is the reason we lost. She's horrible. And she's remained completely silent as Trump is the victim of this unrelenting weaponization of government and communist attack by this communist government. And now she reported donations to the RNC reached an 8-year low. And that's because everyone I know refuses to give money ever again to the RNC as long as she was in charge. So, great job, Rana, baby. You and Nikki, both resigning in the same week. I think that'll be perfect. Nikki's going to have to go out after March 5th, Super Tuesday as well. When she doesn't win one state, Trump wins every state by a landslide. And he's got almost all the chips, all the cards in the poker game. And he's on his way to finalizing the nomination within a week. That's when she'll drop out, after Super Tuesday. And that's right when Rana's dropping out. So it's 2 for the price of 1, Nikki and Rana. Maybe in the same 24-48-hour period. Back quickly to that migrant that I think now is going to make the entire nation go against Joe Biden, that migrant who killed Lakin Riley. Is it Lakin? I think that's how you pronounce it. Lakin Riley. That poor, innocent nursing student. The illegal alien, Jose Antonio Ibarra, crossed the border in El Paso, got busted in New York City, and got released. And all the reports in the media don't mention that he's an illegal alien, especially AP, Associated Press. They omit the fact that he's an illegal alien. And they focus only on the dangers of women jogging alone. Women could jog alone and they'd be totally safe if you didn't let 20 million and soon 30 million illegal murderers, rapists, carjackers into this country. But the Democrat Party is a bunch of traitors who should be tried for treason.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
War now.
U.S.
USA News Update. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. Authorities are reporting that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems expected to affect the country in the coming week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
throat's on fire. So the sponsor of this segment is Pet Club 24/7. In the middle of all the terrible things going on, all the misery, all the attacks on society, the attacks on Republicans, conservatives, patriots, Christians, I still got to take care of my dog. My dogs, Bubba and Buddy. Bubba's my baby. Buddy was Cindy's dog when I got there. She got him. She rescued him from the pound, and he's a sweet boy. Bubba is our is the dog that we took together. We adopted him together, and he is. That's his actual bark. He is the greatest dog ever. I swear to you. He just follows me around the house from room to room. There's nothing he wouldn't do for me. Best dog in the world. The most important thing we can do for our pets is help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit. Dogs, cats, horses, any kind of pet in your house. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets cannot overdose or get addicted. There are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wainwright fans by going to the website created only for Wainwright fans, PC247Health.com. PC stands for Pet Club. PC247Health.com. Pet Club 247Health.com. I would do anything for my pets. I hope you'd do anything for yours. All right, we've got our guest here, Brent Hamacek, author of Dissently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. And he was a guest last year to discuss his book, Zelenko, How to Decapitate the Serpent, the final memoir of Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. His website is dissentlyspeaking.com. Brent Hamacek, welcome to Wayne L. Root Show, Brent.
It is a pleasure to be here. It's nice to be back. You know, when you get to come back a second time, you know you were okay at least the first time. So I'm grateful to be here.
You got the check from Wayne L. Root, the check. So explain the title, Dissently Speaking. What does it mean exactly?
Well, the title is derived from really an essay I published back in January of 2021 that wound up going viral internationally, much to my surprise. And it was called Understanding and Embracing the Role of a 21st Century American Dissident. And in that piece, I made the argument right after January 6th, I could see what was coming. And I predicted that people like us, people that believe in archaic notions like freedom and individual liberty and so on, were about to face a good deal of suppression of our rights. And in order to fight back against that, we were going to have to embrace some of the spirit and tactics, perseverance that we saw, say, in Eastern Europe in the last half of the last century. And so I was encouraging people to realize that now we're dissidents ourselves. And the notion caught on a bit. And like I said, the piece was picked up and did very well. And what it's done over time, Wayne, is it's convinced me that we really are in a situation as a nation, as a people, where the idea of not being serfs is not a partisan concept. There's all kinds of people that vote for liberal type policies that you might associate, say, with Democrats. Well, these people don't want to be serfs any more than you and I do, any more than any of the members of your audience do. And so it is, it's changed my own way of thinking about how to reach out to people that don't perhaps agree with me on different issues and find ways to more deeply engage them, to get them to think critically, to get them to think skeptically, and to get them to act. And this book is my effort to contribute on a greater level, if you will, to that cause.
All right, so chapter one describes your idea for ending national division. What is your idea?
So the biggest problem we have in this country right now is that we have forced what is a very dynamic and complex societal structure into a binary model. So I argue in this chapter that anybody that uses the term right-wing or left-wing or far-right or far-left is, well, at best mistaken, and at worst, deliberately trying to cause division and unrest. The terms don't actually mean anything. But what we do have in this country, what I argue in that chapter, is that we have two teams. We have team right and team left. And this book is a little bit of history. It's a little bit of sociology. It's a little bit of psychology. It's a little bit of a lot of things. But in this chapter, I argue that we have forced ourselves into this binary structure that has team against team. Teams play to win. Teams don't play to solve problems, to live harmoniously, excuse me, to find ways to solve a problem. Teams play for victory. And so the key to ending this division is to break up these teams and to get people to start to step out of a team structure and a platoon structure and to start to become true individuals with true independent thought. It's a little complex, but I think if people read the chapter, hopefully I've done a good enough job of laying it out and making the argument and give people some little tests they can take along the way to sort of test the veracity of what I'm suggesting. And hopefully when they come out of it, if nothing else, they'll say, I'm not going to look at issues, people, news stories. I'm not going to look at them quite the same way ever again. And if I can get them to do that, then I've contributed to solving this national problem that we all think is not sustainable in its current course.
You think there's a thin line between good and evil as you see it, correct?
I do. I really
and what,
do.
What is that thin line?
The thin line is the fact that, you know, I do this when I present in front of a room filled with people. I'll say, how many people in the room believe that you're ethical? Raise your hand. Invariably, everybody in the room raises their hand. And then I ask the next question, which is, how many of you in this room believe that there are people who are unethical? Raise your hand. Again, everybody raises their hand. I then suggest that, you know, I'm in front of a room filled with unicorns. What I do then is I pick somebody out of the audience who said they were ethical, and I'll say, great, you think you're ethical. Under what system? And then I get a blank look. And the point of this chapter, this thin line between good and evil, is that my contention is that most people go through their daily lives really, truly, honestly, as simple moral relativists. And they'll behave generally well for as long as they can, so long as the cost of that good behavior isn't too great to them. Everybody has a point at which they will stop doing the thing that they perhaps sense is right, and they'll turn to being that moral relativist, the one that wants to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. And so what I'm trying to do inside of this chapter is to get people to really stop and take a look at their own ethics. If they don't have a system, to find one, there's plenty out there, and to start to really hold themselves to a higher standard, because I think most people slip when the situation becomes extreme enough or threatening enough to them.
And well, then they'll lose that. The question becomes, Brent, whether we should be slipping right now, because we're getting hit in the head by a hammer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by evil Marxist, communist, socialist pieces of garbage. Can I say that any more clear? And so maybe there's a point where I don't want to be good anymore. I just want to start hurting these people. What do you say to that?
Well, that's a lot you just unpacked. Let me try to take it a piece at a time. First of all, one of the things I point out in my book, that use of the term communist and Marxist, and I know what it means and how it's used. My good friend Ken Pope, who runs the Victims of Communism Foundation, he and I have had this conversation on many occasions. I would suggest to you that we've never actually lived in a world that seemed true communism or Marxism. There's nothing that's been done under those banners that Marx would recognize. What we do live in is a world filled with people who want to control and harm other people and exploit them for their own benefit.
Correct. I happen to call them communists, but yes, they're fascists, they're communists, it's all the above. They, when you get to the base of it, they want to control our entire lives, and they want to do what they want to do, but we can never do what we want to do. We're serfs and slaves.
Right. So here's the trick. One of the things I point out in my book, and this is in the dissident chapter, and is this. if we want to fight back about what's going on, I give this thing, and by the way, I don't use terms like Marxism or communism. I use good old-fashioned totalitarianism, because that's what it is. And if we want to give that a shape, Wayne, let's give it the shape of an obelisk. Now, inside that obelisk, at the base of it, are the people that really, truly want to control and dominate people like you and I and everybody else. They want to rule it all. And they're at the base. They're powerful. I hear the music. We're going to break. The short version is that we need to be able to know when to push back against people that really are trying to control us, and how to reach out and grab the people that are trying to that are there available that we can reach. And we need to know.
And Brent, it's more than control us. They're trying to kill us at this point. They really are. They're letting people into the country that want to kill us. They're injecting us with vaccines that are killing us. They're allowing a crime wave that makes our lives in danger to kill us. Everything they're doing is to kill us. And the question is, when are we allowed to hit back? How hard? And when does it become self-defense and we're allowed to do it? Hey, Brent, we got to run. Brent Hamacek, he is the author of Distantly Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Appreciate you coming on, Brent. Thank you for your battle. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsors, BikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I can't unpack it all. The New York Times is reporting. The New York Times. I just said the New York Times is reporting that the CIA built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine, waging shadow war against Russia since 2014. This is why we're so on Ukraine's side. This is why we're willing to spend hundreds of billions on Ukraine and then divvy up the money over there between the CIA. You know, I'm at the point now where the CIA is a bunch of traitors. And if convicted, they need to be hung, literally. These people are bad people, man. Bad people. They are stealing the money in Ukraine as sure as I'm standing here. They're dividing it up with Zelensky? I can't even remember his name. We got Zelenko and Zelensky. I think it's Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who is so dirty, it's unbelievable. A former comedian who has mansions and yachts and private planes all over the world with our money. You know it's with our money. Come on. And all his generals are getting rich, giving up the money. And all the members of his administration are getting rich, giving up the money. And you know the reason our senators are so excited to send the money is they get to divvy it up. And the CIA gets their cut. And the Biden crime family gets their cut. Even the New York Times knows how dirty Ukraine is now. It's all tied in with the CIA, which is the deep state. And then Dr. Phil today. It'll be wonderful. I love that, you know, he's saying the same things I've always said. He's just saying it 3 years too late. Wayne Root said it in 2020. That's when the Las Vegas Review-Journal decided to fire me. Because I said, you can't lock down the country. You can't close the schools. You can't close all of our businesses. This is ridiculous. It can't work. It doesn't work. It won't work. It's never worked in history. There's no need. There's no need in 1968 and 1958. Both those decades, we had flu pandemics from China and Hong Kong, from Asia. And we never closed anything. And the people survived, and a few old people died. And that's life. But we never closed movie theaters. We never closed Broadway. We never closed casinos. We never closed sporting events. 60,000 people went to Yankee Stadium to watch the Yankees play in the middle of the flu pandemic, and everything was fine. We had Woodstock, and 600,000 kids had sex in the mud, and everybody lived. We didn't need to close the country. So Dr. Phil goes on The View today and blames... He upsets The View co-hosts for blaming pandemic school closures and says, who does that? And co-host Sonny Hostin said, there was a global pandemic going on. We didn't need to close the schools. We didn't need to vaccinate everyone. We never needed masks. The whole thing was a scam. Dr. Phil knows it now. The hosts of The View are so dumb. They got their fingers up their butts. They're so dumb. All the liberals are so dumb. Leftists, liberals, communists, fascists, whatever you want to call them. I don't care the name. They got their fingers up their butts and they're twirling around on their fingers. That was Kamala's way of doing business. That's how she got to the vice presidency. She was a spinner. San Francisco hardware store forced to escort shoppers through the store to combat rampant shoplifting. This is what liberalism does to our country. It's insane. To go shopping in a hardware store, you need an escort who works for the store to watch everything you put in your bag. You want that? Vote Democrat. You thought that was all bad. Big tech's AI systems are erasing the entire record of white people from human history. You think that's bad? The new book is out, Blood Money. Blood Money, why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills America. A new book by Peter Schweitzer. He says the secret Chinese military manifesto is to rip America apart using fentanyl and social chaos. And I don't know if it says it in the book, it's not in the headline, but to me it's division between white and black. They want a civil war between white and black. They're trying to force white people to start a civil war. You can see it every single day in everything this government does. The NTSB doesn't want a third party to examine the evidence from East Palestine, Ohio's derailment disaster. Really, I wonder why. Are you still being gaslit or you understand what's going on? The government causes all your problems. Meanwhile, China says the outbreak is coming. They announce a severe spike in COVID cases right as the U.S. heads into election season. Who didn't see that one coming? And the Fed's favorite inflation gauge is seen rising the most in a year. Inflation is on fire. And if you thought that was bad, how about the U.S. Air Force member who set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy while screaming Free Palestine? Talk about a snowflake. Oh my God, his sensibilities are hurt because Israel's bombing Palestine after Hamas killed 1,200 Israelis, including gang rape, and cutting babies' heads off and sticking a baby in an oven. A microwave. I mean, no big deal, right? No big deal at all. You're not supposed to hit back. If you hit back, the members of the military are now such mentally ill snowflakes that they actually are scared for the people of Gaza. And they kill themselves. They pour back fuel on themselves and light themselves on fire. That's the Air Force today. Those are the people in charge of protecting us from foreign invasion. Good luck.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.